Thank you very much for this opportunity to present some ideas concerning the Industry 4.0 and its implementation. It is a huge advance for the mankind working in this area of Industry 4.0. But at the same time, I remember that once upon a time, President Roosevelt said that if a fire is running on your street, you should help those people to finish it, because that fire can grab you, can destroy yourself also. And in this first slide, we can see that we can live in this society in skyscrapers, and next to us to be very, very poor houses, very, very poor people. And the back influences can be very, very strong. Society is living, is flowing over the time. But I think we have to keep in mind this situation, because we have to live together. Next slide, please. So we are experiencing this Industry 4.0, but what does it mean in fact? What is the purpose of the Industry 4.0? To grow much more. So we shall expect an economic growth. And this economic growth needs to help the poor people, needs to be implemented also into an inclusive development. So if we are not thinking in this way, not looking around us, I think it's not a very good idea. And we can demonstrate it. Next slide, please. You see, if the poor society next to us will have jobless, will not have the access to the last achievements of the Industry 4.0, to its growth, we shall see that they will have joblessness. That means a deep poverty, and that means that the inequalities will be increasing in that regions. What shall they create? They will create migrations. Migrations which will come over the advanced societies. It's a simple principle. And what they will create here, also jobless and so on. So, due to this fact, I think we have to cut this very bad circuit. for long term, we have to look for very sustainable changes. Next slide, please. And here we have a kind of a dilemma. Industry 4.0, all its content, it will create inclusive growth, but it should create also inclusive development. Inclusive growth, we can see there a lot of characteristics: skill development, financial inclusions, technological advancement, and so on. What does it mean, inclusive development? I think here we have to look to the definitions. And I think we can go to the next slide. You see, a lot of people, very well prepared, of course, tried to give definitions of this inclusive development. Definitions started to be very exhaustive. But finally, after the years have passed, we can see that only essential characteristic of this concept have been retained, and the name of growth occurred in the last one, because people understood that it's not possible to have economic growth without inclusive development. Next slide, please. Now, we can solve the dilemma of sustainable development by Industry 4.0. I think we have this path, inclusive growth and inclusive development. The first one is belonging to the political dimension. Our colleagues in the politics, they should decide how much will be they involved in this inclusive growth. On the other hand, inclusive development means environmental dimension anyway. So we have to look at those poor areas that I have presented at the beginning. Environment should be conserved. And here is the connection with a political dimension. So finally, in conclusion, I want to say that for our point of view of
أن أقول أن من وجهة نظر الحكومات علينا أن ننظر فيما حولنا وأن نوجه عيوننا نحو جيراننا من مولدافيا وغيرها ونعمل على تنفيذ هناك أيضا مبادئنا وأن نبدأ تطورات الصناعة 4. شكرا جزيلا.